To virtually no one's surprise, the North Korean parliament today re-elected Kim Jong-il as the country's top leader, and the rubber-stamp parliament reaffirmed what it called the necessity for a nuclear deterrent force. It did so less than a week after the end of six-nation talks about North Korea's nuclear program. News analyst Daniel Shore says the latest negotiations have left the Bush administration in a bind.
If one were to list the axis of evil countries in order of potential nuclear threat, one would likely name North Korea, which supposedly already has nuclear weapons, then Iran, and finally Iraq. And yet the Bush administration, consumed with bringing order to Iraq, is in danger of being outmaneuvered by North Korea's hermit regime. After last week's unproductive six-power meeting in Beijing, which included an unscheduled one-on-one between Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly and his North Korean counterpart, the Pyongyang government pronounced itself no longer interested in the sterile discussions and talked of a possible nuclear test. Then, as often happens, Kim Jong-il's government abruptly reversed course and said it was interested in further discussion of its nuclear program. That left the Chinese government, the host of last week's six-power meeting, to criticize the United States as the main obstacle to a diplomatic solution. The outside world has long speculated on whether Kim Jong-il, who deifies himself and luxuriates in feasts and dancing girls and fleets of Mercedes cars while millions of his people starve, can be considered rational. In an extensive article in the New Yorker magazine, author Philip Gurevich examines that question under the headline, "How Crazy is Kim?" and concludes that however aberrant his behavior, he is playing a weak hand in masterful fashion. At last week's meeting in Beijing, North Korea offered to dismantle its nuclear facilities and submit to inspection after the United States signed a non-aggression pact. The United States dismissed that idea out of hand, President Bush saying he would not be blackmailed. But if there was a detailed American counterproposal, it was not disclosed. Some observers believe that North Korea will never give up its pursuit of nuclear weapons, the key to its own preemption policy. But Kim has contrived to shift the blame for the stalemate from himself to the White House hardliners. If Kim is crazy, he sure ain't stupid. This is Daniel Shore.